It's been several years since the last review on screwdrivers, so the question is, are these $8 Harbor Freight screwdrivers just as good as the Snap-ons, which cost $220? Well, let's find out. In the first test, we'll see how each screwdriver performs at driving in 50 screws. Then we'll see which Phillips screwdriver offers the best grip. Finally, we'll test the failure mode of each brand. At a price of only $8, is this ValueMax brand. It's a 6-piece magnetic screwdriver set. It includes 3 Phillips and 3 flat-tip screwdrivers. They claim it has a non-slip handle. It's crafted from chrome vanadium steel and heat-treated. And the ValueMax is made in China. Let's go ahead and test the durability of the Phillips screwdrivers. I'll first cut through the shaft of the screwdriver. I'll then grind 3 sides to the shaft so that a drill chuck can maintain a tight grip on the screwdriver. I purchased 15 pounds of these 3-inch coarse threaded drywall screws. I'll drive in 50 screws per brand into fully cured 4x4 lumber to see how the screwdrivers hold up. I'll use a 1/4-inch keyless chuck that'll mount to an impact driver. And the ValueMax did a decent job on the first 10 screws, and I didn't have to apply a whole lot of downward force on the impact driver. As you might expect from an $8 set of screwdrivers, they're made of very soft steel and they're losing grip quickly. And the ValueMax barely survived all 50 screws. A close-up look under the microscope, and the flutes on the screwdriver are in very bad condition. Let's set aside the impact driver and use a drill to extract all 50 screws. Using a drill instead of an impact driver seems to be just as demanding and possibly more demanding in some ways. And the ValueMax removed 49 of the screws, but it ran into a problem on one of the screws. After removing 49 screws, I made one more attempt, but the ValueMax just doesn't have enough grip. And the ValueMax is in pretty bad shape with a lot of wear and tear to the flutes. Also at a price of $8, the same price as the ValueMax, is this Pittsburgh brand, which is sold at Harbor Freight. The ValueMax included 6 screwdrivers, but the Pittsburgh comes with 12. They also have a magnetic tip, cushion grip to give comfort and control, constructed of chrome vanadium steel, and the Pittsburgh is made in China. And the Pittsburgh started off well, just like the ValueMax, but it didn't take long before the Pittsburgh began to struggle. Fortunately, the Pittsburgh survived driving in all 50 screws. However, the Pittsburgh did experience a lot of wear and tear, just like the ValueMax. And the Pittsburgh started off okay, but the performance faded quickly. Even with around 100 pounds of downward force on the drill, the Pittsburgh still couldn't gain a good enough grip to remove 2 of the screws. And the Pittsburgh is now in worse condition than the ValueMax. At a price of $10, is this a Martisan brand? They claim this is a top-quality magnetic screwdriver set. We're gonna test that. They claim they use premium materials, including chrome vanadium steel. The kit comes with 10 screwdrivers, includes 5 Phillips and 5 slotted tips, cushion grip handle for comfort and control. And Martisan is made in China. And Martisan seems to be holding up a little bit better than the ValueMax in the Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, the keyless chuck did not survive. I've broken all 3 of the chucks. And the keyless chuck is advertised for use in all battery-powered impact drivers, but I've destroyed 3 of them, driving in around 120 screws. Fortunately, I had an extra chuck laying around, and I welded together a bit holder onto the chuck. And we're back in action, and Martisan survived driving in all the screws. The Martisan does seem to be in a little bit better condition than the ValueMax in the Pittsburgh so far. And the screwdriver seems to have a better grip than the ValueMax in the Pittsburgh for removing the screws. Unfortunately, the screwdriver did experience too much metal fatigue during the testing and finally broke after removing just 38 screws. And the broken tip of the screwdriver is pretty chewed up. At a price of $18, is this Black & Decker brand? It's a 17-piece set, or just over $1 per screwdriver. They claim their black oxide tips reduce slipping, wobbling, and stripping. They claim that their screwdrivers have a magnetic tip, chrome-plated to resist rusting and corrosion. And the Black & Decker is made in China. Compared to the first 3 brands, the Black & Decker seems to be maintaining a much better grip on the screws. I had to apply less downward force while driving in all 50 screws. And the Black & Decker is definitely in the best condition yet, with just a small amount of wear on the flutes. And the Black & Decker has a very gritty black oxide coating on the screwdriver tip, and that seems to be adding grip. Once again, the Black & Decker held up really well with just a small amount of wear on the flutes. At a price of $30, is this Duratec brand. It's a 12-piece magnetic screwdriver set. It includes 5 Phillips and 5 slotted. It also includes a demagnetizer. It also comes with 1 chrome vanadium offset screwdriver. The handle is made of PP and TPE. The cutter arbor is made of matte chrome electroplated S2 alloy steel. And the Duratec is made in China. And the Duratec is producing even better grip than the Black & Decker. All 50 screws went in the board without slipping. Just like the Black & Decker, there's just a small amount of wear on the flutes. And the Duratec also made very easy work out of removing the screws with the drill. However, it does look like there is a little bit more wear from removing the screws with the drill. Also at a price of $30, the same price as the Duratec, is this Great Neck brand. It's a 10-piece screwdriver set. They claim that the handles are impact resistant. We're going to test that. The screwdrivers come with magnetic tips. They claim that their screwdrivers are precision machined. Handles feature a fluted design providing multiple gripping points. And the Great Neck is made in Taiwan. And the Great Neck did a great job on the first 40 screws, but I had to begin applying a little more downward force on the final 10 screws. And the screwdriver definitely experienced more wear and tear than the Black & Decker and the Duratec. Removing the screws with the drill also required a little bit more downward force with the Great Neck compared to the Black & Decker and Duratec. And the amount of wear on the flutes with the drill looks pretty similar to using the impact driver. At a price of $34, is this DeWalt brand. And the DeWalt set comes with 8 different screwdrivers. Black chrome plated for 10 times better rust and corrosion resistance. Solid steel core and metal strike cap for heavy impact demolition work. Bimaterial handle offers secure and comfortable grip. S2 steel bar for increased durability and bend resistance. And the DeWalt is made in Taiwan. And the DeWalt seems to be maintaining better grip on the screws compared to the Great Neck driving in the screws. The forward direction flutes held up really well with just a small amount of wear. Removing the first 45 screws went well for the DeWalt, but it briefly lost grip near the end and I had to begin applying a lot more downward force. There is a little bit more wear on the reverse direction side of the flutes. At a price of $37, is this Cobalt brand. Made of heat-treated chrome vanadium steel, black oxide and heat-treated magnetic tip, cushion grip for added comfort. The Cobalt kit comes with 20 different pieces, and the Cobalt is made in China. And the Cobalt started off strong but began to fade near the end of driving in the 50 screws. Definitely a little more wear with the flutes compared to some of the other brands. And the Cobalt screwdriver once again started off strong with the drill, but the performance began fading after around 25 screws. Unfortunately, the flutes did experience quite a bit of wear and tear. At a price of $41, is this Mayhew brand. It's a 6-piece capped end screwdriver set. Black oxide tip for improved grip. Hex bolstered for use with a wrench. Extended blade forged with capped end. Comes with 3 Phillips and 3 slotted screwdrivers. And the Mayhew is made in Taiwan. And the Mayhew definitely maintained better grip on the screws compared to the Cobalt. It required a lot less downward force on my part to drive in the screws. It appears that the Mayhew experienced less wear and tear compared to the Cobalt. When removing the 50 screws with the Mayhew, I also had to apply less downward force compared to the Cobalt. Once again, the flutes held up really well from use with the drill. At a price of $50, is this Craftsman brand. They claim this is an extreme grip 6-piece diamond tip screwdriver set. They're supposed to offer 4 times more gripping power than standard black oxide finished tips. Includes 3 slotted and 3 Phillips screwdrivers. And the Craftsman is made in China. And I wasn't expecting a difference with the diamonds, but they are indeed making a huge positive difference. And the Craftsman definitely offers by far the best grip on the screws yet. Even after driving in 50 screws, there are still diamonds attached to the flutes. Compared to an impact driver, the drill applies a constant high torque twisting force, and the diamonds do a great job of preventing cam out as the screw is turning. And there's even less wear from reversing out the screws with the drill. At a price of $52, is this Gear Wrench brand. And a Gear Wrench kit only includes Phillips screwdrivers. It's a 9-piece dual material screwdriver set. Dual material handle offers more comfortable grip. The screwdrivers have a non-slip black oxide tip. Speed zone handle for faster rotation. And a gear wrench is made in China. And the gear wrench also maintains a very good grip on the screws, but not as good as the Craftsman. And the flutes on the gear wrench are still in very good condition. Removing the screws with the gear wrench was just as easy as driving them in with the impact driver. And the gear wrench held up really well with just a very small amount of wear to the flutes. At a price of $70, is this Knipex brand. It's a 6-piece 1,000-volt insulated screwdriver set. They claim that they are a leading manufacturer of high-quality tools. And the tips include a black oxide finish. Includes 2 Phillips and 4 slotted screwdrivers. And a Knipex is made in Germany. And the German-made Knipex screwdriver seems to be performing better than most of the other brands. However, the Craftsman still seems to have the best grip. And the flutes experience just a little bit of wear and tear. And the Knipex once again did a great job of removing the screws and didn't cam out a single time. And the reverse direction flutes are still in great shape. At a price of $71, is this Williams brand. It's an 8-piece Enduro Grip multi-size screwdriver set. Includes 3 slotted, 3 Phillips, and 2 electrician screwdrivers. Chrome blades protect the tool and can be easily cleaned. Hex bolsters on shaft allow a wrench to be used for extra turning power. The blades are made from a special alloy steel for extra strength. And the Williams is made in USA. And the Williams started off strong but began to struggle at maintaining a grip on the last few screws. Unfortunately, the Williams did experience a little bit more wear and tear compared to some of the other screwdrivers. Removing the screws of the Williams also took more force compared to the gear wrench. However, the Williams did survive at removing all 50 screws. Unfortunately, the screwdriver is pretty much worn out. At a price of $92, is this Stahlwill brand. It's a 6-piece screwdriver set which includes 4 slotted and 2 Phillips. They claim that their blades are exceptionally fine industrial-grade chrome alloy steel. They claim that they're through-hardened and anchored in grip to stay in place. And a Stahlwill is made in Germany. And the Stahlwill did not slip or cam out a single time while installing the screws with the impact driver. And the flutes on the Stahlwill are still in very good condition. And the German-made Stahlwill screwdriver performed almost as well at removing the screws. Just a small amount of loss of grip with a couple of the screws. And the Stahlwill did experience a little more wear to the reverse direction side of the flutes. At a price of $99, is this WEA brand. It's a 7-piece screwdriver set. Includes 4 slotted and 3 Phillips. They claim that the heavy-duty hex blade has CRM-72 tool steel. Soft finish cushion grip for comfort and control. Parallel flats for roll-off prevention. The screwdrivers have a striking cap, so use a wrench for added turning power. Anduia is made in Germany. Anduia is performing just as well as a Starwell and didn't cam out a single time while installing the 50 screws. And the flutes are still in great shape. Anduia performed just as flawlessly with the drill. No cam outs while removing the screws, and the flutes are still in great shape. At a price of $220 before shipping and handling, or $265.54 after, is this Snap-on brand. It's an 8-piece screwdriver set. It includes 5 flat tip as well as 3 Phillips ACR tip drivers. They claim a wide tri-lobe design in the center of the handle. Special alloy steel blade supplies additional turning power when needed. Round neck and 6 specially designed curves and flutes to provide fingertip control. And the Snap-on is made in USA. And the Snap-on definitely seems to offer better grip than the Weir, but not quite as good as a Craftsman. And the flutes look almost as good as new. Once again, the Snap-on maintained a very good grip on removing the screws with the drill. After removing all 50 screws, the flutes still look as good as new. Let's use a drill press to compare the performance of the number 2 Phillips screwdrivers after installing and removing the 50 screws. There's a wheel attached to the lever arms on the drill press. With 5 pounds of weight attached to the rope, there's just over 22 pounds of downward force on the weight scale. I'll replace the screw after testing each screwdriver. After installing and then removing almost 50 screws, the ValueMax experienced a lot of wear. And the ValueMax made it to 78 inch-pounds when the tip of the screwdriver broke off. And the Pittsburgh is pretty much worn out after installing and then removing the screws. And it's 20 inch-pounds for the Pittsburgh. Let's test the loosening torque next. And the Pittsburgh gave up even sooner at only 6 inch-pounds. Unfortunately, the Pittsburgh is in pretty bad condition, skipping the Amortisan since it broke when removing the screws. And the Black & Decker showed a little less wear than the previous 3 brands, but it cammed out early at 52 inch-pounds. However, the Black & Decker performed a lot better in the loosening direction at 70 inch-pounds for an average of 61 inch-pounds to move into the lead. And the flutes are now pretty badly bent. And the Duratec flutes showed very little wear after driving in the screws, and the Duratec moves into the lead at 89 inch-pounds. And the Duratec performed even better in the loosening direction at 105 inch-pounds. Very impressive! And the screwdriver survived without breaking. And the Great Neck cammed out a lot sooner than the Duratec at 70 inch-pounds. Going in the opposite direction, the Great Neck performed a little bit better at 84 inch-pounds. And the test screw completely mangled the flutes on the Great Neck. And the Dewalt performed better than average at 79 inch-pounds. However, the Dewalt didn't perform quite as well in the loosening direction at 69 inch-pounds. And the flutes aren't bent, but they did experience a lot of wear. And the Cobalt is extremely brittle, and the screwdriver broke at only 63 inch-pounds. And it doesn't look like the flutes bent too much before they broke. And the Mayhew's flutes were in pretty good condition after installing and then removing the screws. And 78 inch-pounds is better than average. In the loosening direction, the Mayhew did even better at 93 inch-pounds. And the flutes experienced a pretty significant bend. And the Craftsman has diamonds on the flutes, and that makes a huge difference at 103 inch-pounds. Very impressive! And the Craftsman performed even better in the loosening direction at 117 inch-pounds. Very impressive! Not surprisingly, the flutes are pretty badly twisted. And the gear ridge performed better than average at 84 inch-pounds. Going in the opposite direction, the gear ridge performed well above average once again at 93 inch-pounds. The flutes are now a little bent. And the Knipex cammed out at 68 inch-pounds, or 35 inch-pounds less than the Craftsman. In the loosening direction, the Knipex performed quite a bit better at 83 inch-pounds for an average of 76. And the flutes are still pretty straight on the Knipex. And the Weirbs experienced a lot more wear from the screws, and it gave up early at only 61 inch-pounds. In the loosening direction, the Weirbs gave up early once again at only 65 inch-pounds. And the Williams screwdriver is pretty much worn out. And the Starwell definitely held up better than the Williams, and it showed on the torque meter at 78 inch-pounds. And the Starwell performed even better in the loosening direction at 89 inch-pounds. And the flutes are a little bit bent, but in better condition than most. And the Williams performed about the same as the Starwell at 76 inch-pounds. The Williams performed a little bit better in the loosening direction at 80 inch-pounds. And the flutes are now a little twisted. And the Snap-on performed a lot better than average at 96 inch-pounds before experiencing cam out. And the screwdriver tip on the Snap-on snapped off at 94 inch-pounds in the loosening direction. So the Craftsman pretty much ran circles around the competition with an average torque of 110 inch-pounds. The Duratec finished in second place at 97 inch-pounds and Snap-on third at 95. Let's use a screwdriver holder to test the maximum torque of the slotted screwdrivers next. I'll also replace the screws between testing each of the screwdrivers. And the blade in the ValueMax is pretty soft, and it gave up early at only 96 inch-pounds. And the blade is now bent. And the Pittsburgh performed quite a bit better than the ValueMax at 124 inch-pounds. Just like the ValueMax, the blade is now bent. And the Amortisan screwdriver broke when removing the screws, and the slotted screwdriver just broke at 116 inch-pounds. And the screwdriver tip is pretty brittle. And the Black & Decker performed about the same as the Amortisan at 119 inch-pounds when the blade broke. And the blade is not quite as brittle as the Amortisan's blade. And the Duralast has performed surprisingly well throughout the showdown, and the Duralast just moved into the lead over the Pittsburgh at 134 inch-pounds. And the blade did survive, but it's it's now bent. And the Great Neck trails most of the competition at 111 inch pounds when the blade broke. And the blade seems just as brittle as the Martisan's blade. The DeWalt's Phillips screwdriver performed about average, but the slotted screwdriver just performed a little bit better than average at 120 inch pounds. And the blade broke on the DeWalt. And the Kobalt's Phillips screwdriver broke at only 63 inch pounds, but the slotted screwdriver performed a lot better at 136 inch pounds to move into the lead. The Mayu Phillips screwdriver finished in the top 5, and the Mayu moves into the lead at 153 inch pounds. Very impressive! And the Mayu is now bent, but it did not break. And the Craftsman's Phillips screwdriver came out on top, and the Craftsman performed above average once again at 128 inch pounds. And the screwdriver blade is now broken. I'll skip the gear wrench since the set did not include a slotted screwdriver. The Knipex screwdriver performed above average, and the slotted screwdriver moves into second place behind the Mayu at 145 inch pounds. And the Williams Phillips screwdriver finished a little below average, but the slotted screwdriver is well above average at 135 inch pounds. And the Stahlwheel Phillips screwdriver performed well above average, and so does the slotted screwdriver at 135 inch pounds. And the Williams Phillips screwdriver also performed well above average, and the Williams slotted screwdriver moves into second place behind the Mayu at 146 inch pounds. The Snap-on Phillips screwdriver finished in second place, but the slotted screwdriver broke at only 122 inch pounds. So the Mayu screwdriver came out on top at 153 inch pounds. Weah finished in second place at 146 inch pounds and Knipex third at 145. Screwdrivers are sometimes used as a chisel, so let's test the maximum handle force next. I'll place tape around the shaft so we can see if the shaft is pressed up into the handle. And the ValueMax began bending at 500 pounds and reached a peak force of 838. And the Pittsburgh began to bend at around 1,000 pounds and reached a peak force of 1,072. And the Amartisan moves into the lead with a peak force of 1,118 pounds, and the handle is now broken. And the Black & Decker shaft was pressed up into the handle by around a quarter inch at 1,000 pounds. And the Black & Decker moves into the lead with a peak force of 1,338 pounds. And the Duratec performed well throughout the showdown. However, the Duratec isn't designed for as much handle force as some of the other brands at 942 pounds when the screwdriver broke. And the Great Neck began becoming shorter at around 450 pounds. However, as the Great Neck kept becoming shorter and shorter, it achieved a peak force of over 1,500 pounds. And the DeWalt is definitely not the most rugged screwdriver in the lineup with a peak force of 1,033 pounds. And the Kobalt began bending at around 400 pounds and gave up really early at only 537. And the Mayhew began bending at 700 pounds, and it's over for the Mayhew at 727. And the Craftsman began bending at 950 pounds and reached a peak force of 985. And the Knipex is definitely not designed for blows from a hammer at 664 pounds of peak force. And the Williams moves the lead with a peak force of just under 1,600 pounds. And the Stahlwheel gave up early with a peak force of 546 pounds. And the Weah performed quite a bit better than the Stahlwheel at 1,036 pounds. And the Snap-on performed well above average with a peak force of 1,344 pounds. So the Williams came out on top with a peak force of 1,595 pounds. Great Neck began experiencing damage at 400 pounds but achieved a peak force of 1,561 pounds for a second place finish. So which screwdriver is best? I decided not to include maximum handle force in the grading criteria since some of the screwdrivers warned against applying blows to the screwdriver handle. On the right side of the chart, I've converted raw score into a 1st through 16th place ranking. And the Craftsman screwdrivers came in on top with an average finish of 3.3. The Diamond Tip screwdriver is indeed offered by far the best grip. Mayhew also performed well with an average finish of 3.7. It's a great all-around screwdriver at a reasonable price. If it's all about value, I'd definitely go with the Duratec. It's a pretty comprehensive set of screwdrivers, and it outperformed many of the more expensive brands. The gear wrench tied the Duratec for 4th place, but it doesn't come with slotted screwdrivers. I think this is the first time the Craftsman has ever won a competition, and the Craftsman seems pretty excited with some pretty fancy dance moves. And the Great Neck finished in the bottom third for overall screwdriver performance, but it's definitely in the top 3 finish for dance moves. And the German-made Stahlwheel is showing the Craftsman and the Great Neck how to dance German style. Hopefully you've enjoyed my attempt at humor with the dance-off. The ability of those Craftsman screwdrivers to grip a screw is very impressive, and I'm also impressed with the price and performance of the Duratec. All the videos in this channel, including this one, are viewer-suggested, so if you have a video idea, I hope you'll take time to leave a comment. Thanks so much for watching. Please take care and look forward to next time.